beforehand.
The 32.
Now, as you know, we are in Harrow all week long, meeting the people of Harrow. And our reporter, Anna O'Neill, has gone down to North Harrow Community Library to meet Kamal Sarr, who is the president of all community libraries in the UK.
I find myself sitting in the comforting warmth of a library. You'll probably hear there's a Hoover in the background there. That is a volunteer, Suri, who's giving the carpets a bit of a Hoover, ready for this library to open later. And it's North Harrow Community Library. And with me is a man who doesn't actually read books. He says, Kamal Sarr. Hello.
Hello.
You are, what are you? What's your title? You've got so many titles, Kamal. Just tell me a few of them.
I'm the chair of North Harrow Community Library. I'm also the chair of the Community Libraries Network, which represents community libraries in England and Wales.
Wow.
Which there are 535 at the moment and growing. And I'm also the general dog's body for this place.
And yet, one of the first things you said was, oh, yeah, all these books, but yeah, they're not really my thing.
No, I'm more... This was not my, books are not my passion, which everybody else who volunteers here is a passion for them. But for me, it's the space and the community space, which is the important bit here.
Now, we might not have ever been sitting here if it wasn't for you, because back in 2015, this library was one of four community libraries that were shut down.
Yes.
In the borough, right?
Yes.
I remember working on some of those stories where libraries were being closed because councils were trying to find ways of saving money, and libraries were deemed to be some of the things that, spaces that people didn't really need anymore. You beg to differ. You, despite your not particularly loving books as much, you beg to differ. You thought it was very much a space worth saving. What happened?
Absolutely. Well, when they started the consultation in November 2014, I thought, okay, we'll make a big noise, get a petition going, which was over 2,000 people, and they were all local people who signed that petition. We had a protest out at the front of this library.
A lot of places did, yeah.
Yes, we had about 100 people turned up. I was thinking, oh, maybe 20, 25 people will turn up. 100 people turned up. Mm. So I thought, okay, we're winning here. Out of the four, we made the most noise, and I thought, okay, we'll survive, but that didn't work. They still decided to close it. In 2015, I think it was May, I can't remember the date, but they closed all four libraries at the same time. But because of the community support we had, they said, okay, if anybody wants to run them, any of the libraries, they can put in a business plan. So there we were. Okay, we'll put in a business plan, not knowing how to run a library.
Have you got a business background then, Kamal?
Well, not as such, but my family has.
Right.
And but I am...
Because it's a daunting prospect to think about running a business if you've never run one. I mean, I've never run a business. I wouldn't know how to run one.
Exactly. I mean, I always think of this place as a business.
Mm.
I don't think of it as a library. It's a business, and we are here to serve customers. And so that's why this works. I've got people who are into books. I'm into community and actually doing all the nitty-gritty stuff.
Mm. And thank goodness for you. Although it must have one major difference to a business in that you're not making money off it, I guess, are you?
We have to.
Oh, really?
We don't
so
get
paid. How does it work?
We have to earn £30,000 a year.
Okay.
To actually keep this going. We don't get a grant from the council.
So what do you do then? How do you do that?
We everything. Beg, borrow, steal, not yet.
Hopefully no stealing. Yeah.
No stealing, yeah. No, we've got a couple of major stream of income coming through. First one is we get donations. We get book donations, which we then, if we don't need them on the shelves, we sell. If we can, if we can't sell them, then we pass them on to other charities who could use them. We rent out this place for other groups to use who give us rent. We have like Toastmasters, which is a public speaking club.
Oh.
They're here till 10 o'clock at night, and I come in here, act as a caretaker for them. We have Age UK use this place on Wednesday morning as an advice clinic. So they pay us to use this library so people can come in here to get their help. Anything we can do, we then run events where we raise money. We ran
I can see, for example, you've got a Chinese dragon hanging from the ceiling and some ornaments, decorations. Presumably there was some kind of...
Yes, we did.
New Year celebration.
On Saturday the 10th, we did a Chinese New Year celebration, and I hate that dragon. It took me... It took me 2 hours to put together.
It is very intricate. It's all kind of... It almost looks like an origami dragon. I can imagine it wasn't easy to untangle.
You couldn't even... I assumed you could just... unfold it and put it up. No, it comes in every single bit, comes separate. So you have to put it all together
again.
You've
done a great job, Kamal. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
But in terms of you then, I mean, you were so, you said you're passionate about community and you're passionate, and it's become, you know, you're not just the chair of this library, but as you say, it's 500 libraries across England and Wales. Where does that passion for community come from then?
I think it's my background. My parents, they were into community, and it's sort of bred into me that, you know, if somebody needs help, you step up and do that. So I think that it comes from there, really.
And Harrow as a borough, is there a lot of that kind of community feeling in this borough? I get the feeling that there is.
There is. I mean, when one of the trustees is an ex council leader, because when we set up this protest and campaign to save this, I worked on a cross-party basis, and one of the leaders, ex-leader of the council, was a local councillor here at the time as well. So he came and helped us, and he's one of the trustees still. And he once said to me, I didn't never imagine there was a community in North Harrow. We have a community because we have 60 volunteers active at the moment. We have 80 on the books because for, you know, some reasons people come and go, health maybe or other commitments. Without the community, we couldn't get this going.
Well, it needs somebody to pull them all together, and that's you.
I know. I am the face of the library, but there is a lot of people behind me who do the hard work. Mm. And it's important that they're there, because without them, this wouldn't function.
That's absolutely right. But they must feel enthused, and they must see that there's a passion behind this. And I believe that's down to you.
I hope so. I tried to be passionate. Well, they know I'm passionate about this place. Maybe not about the books, but...
has surprised me this morning.
Well, if I had my option, I would have got rid of some of these books, but... That's not going to happen,
right?
Because
stop,
I'll get lynched.
There, Kamal.
I'll get lynched by them.
The books must stay, but well done you for saving the library and for being part of so many the saving of so many other libraries.
Well, that's the beauty of community libraries. We put on events here for people to use as community hubs. Mm. Like this afternoon, there's going to be about 20, 25 women coming in to do knitting club. You know, more talking than knitting going on.
Women, I'm sure there are plenty of men that do women knitting these days.
Unfortunately, they don't join
in. North Harrow.
No.
Not yet. Men, if you're listening in North Harrow, there's knitting for you.
Yeah, not only knitting. There's lots of other things going on here. Please do come in.
We've heard about them as warm banks. Libraries and spaces like this have been very important over the last couple of years, where people cannot afford to put their heating on.
Exactly. I mean, it's not only just the cost of living issues. It's